MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 27, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, near 90, chance of severe weather, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7.02 p.m. Today is one of those weather watch days. Forecasters are calling for oppressive heat today, and there is a chance of severe thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Daily high temperatures are expected to be around 90 or above, and the heat is forecast to continue through Saturday. There were reports out of Marblehead yesterday that the school committee was planning to terminate the contract of Superintendent John Buckley. The Daily Item reports that a meeting was called for 7:30 p.m. last night. The Zoom meeting began, but Chairperson Sarah Fox soon announced that the meeting's agenda would not be carried out, and the meeting ended at 7:31 p.m. The reasons for such a meeting are unclear at this time. State Auditor Diana DeZoglio is increasing pressure in her escalating feud with fellow Beacon Hill Democrats by threatening to file a lawsuit to force an audit of the state legislature. State House reporter Christian Wade reports in today's Salem News that DeZoglio claims that House and Senate leadership have blocked her efforts to conduct an investigation into the legislature and that there is a long-standing legal precedent to perform oversight. In Gloucester political news, time is running out to get on the ballot. The Gloucester Times reports that the deadline to file nomination papers is August 1. There will be a race for mayor, and there are council seats that are up for election this fall. Dr. Mary Ellen Rose is challenging incumbent Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga in the fall's election. One of her objectives is to sustain a suitable infrastructure.
There are people all over the city that have very simple needs, a road that is passable for community traffic as well as emergency vehicles. That are not being maintained. Water levels that are coming into the homes that provide clean water and at a water pressure that is reasonable to use. I mean, electricity that is, again, the power that we need and sustainable and efficient. Even our technology capability. We have limited technology capability, and that's all understandable, and those are huge, big world problems. But you start with what do we have? What do we need? And then we move forward from there. We don't plan for big initiatives, and then after we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with a consultant to create something wonderful and new, and then say, oh, but we can't implement it because we don't have the infrastructure. That is backwards.
That's Gloucester mayoral candidate Mary Ellen Rose. In Newburyport, former city councilor Barry Connell has told the Daily News that he is planning to run for the Ward 4 council seat. Current Ward 4 Councillor Christine Wallace has announced that she will not be seeking re-election. And the City of Lynn's Vision Lynn document was created to guide the city in the years ahead.
This is a document that we're really excited about that was the product of a lot of effort across the city. Having a written document to plan out our future is helpful for us as a community, and it's also helpful to people outside the community as a sign of where we're headed together.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson shares the document's three main points.
Lynn will be a city where people feel safe and comfortable to live, work, learn, and play. Two, Lynn will be a city where all community members have the housing, transportation access, social connections, and educational or economic opportunities to live a fulfilling life. And three, Lynn will be a city to be proud of, with strong, diverse, and connected communities that take care of our shared spaces, natural resources, and each other.
With the document in place, now comes the action plan.
A couple examples is a downtown parking analysis to take on what is a growing challenge, and the challenges of parking in the downtown, as well as a zoning audit and reform to help make sure that our zoning ordinance reflects the aspirations that we put forward in the Vision Lynn document.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson addressing city residents on LynnTV.org. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing a voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Braves last night 5-3. The Sox head to San Francisco to open up a series tomorrow night. Patriots training camp underway. Quarterback Mac Jones is back.
I definitely think we got a lot of stuff we got to work on, and I just feel like we have a good mojo going, but at the end of the day, it's first day, and we got to stack days together.
Jones was asked yesterday about their effort yesterday working on red zone offense.
Trying to get better in the red zone is a big emphasis every year. We always, since I've been here, we've always started down there, and I know Coach Belichick has always done that, and I think it's really smart because at the end of the day, a lot of defenses, you know, they let you get down there, and then when you get down there, they want to shut you down. So to be able to go against our defense, who is very multiple and does a lot, you know, compared to some other teams, but it's good to experience it. It's good to watch the tape, and day one's all about watching the tape and seeing what you can adjust, right? You know, so getting everybody back together, the vets, the rooks, everybody. So I feel like the red zone's a great area, and we definitely need to improve. I need to improve down there. It's things happen quick, and it all comes from practice. So
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. Patrice Bergeron has retired from the Bruins. Yesterday, he explained why he is retiring now.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of things. You know, like I don't think I can say it was one thing. There was one particular time that, you know, made me really make that decision. I think it was more over time. I knew that. So before, when I signed this past summer, I knew it was for 1 year. I was leaning that it might be my last year. So the whole year I was kind of preparing for that. And over time, you know, with the body and realizing that, you know, it was just time for me to kind of move on. And there's a lot of things that kind of influenced me, but obviously the main thing is probably the body and, you know, spending more time with the family and kind of, I've always wanted to and told myself that for me, like, I wanted to play the game at the highest level that I could, and felt like I wanted kind of to leave on top of my game and feeling good about it, but also thinking about the future and knowing that I want to continue to being able to spend time with the family, but also being active and doing other things and other endeavors that I've always wanted to, but really had the time to do.
Retiring Patrice Bergeron of the Bruins. Be sure to check out the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows today right here on our website with Nick and Nick. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, thanking you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.